Another agent that's not approved, it's a PARP inhibitor, but has been looked at, is veliparib. And one of the things about that is that there's been an interest in the possibility of combining a PARP inhibitor with chemotherapy. It kind of makes sense. In the trial you talked about, it was used alone. But it seems like most of these agents you can't add to chemotherapy, but veliparib you can. What do we know about that?
So I think, you know, it's always challenging, and I think it goes back to really making sure each of the agents as a single agent may be well tolerated, but when we combine things, you know, it changes the dynamics of some of the side effect profiles. And so the phase one trials are always designed to just reiterate that something is combinable that you would otherwise think not. Veliparib, I think, you know, from the I-SPY trials did show it could combine with chemotherapy and was an advantage in the neoadjuvant setting and could be delivered. And I think, and the second component is then what kind of chemotherapy backbone, and is it a platinum backbone? And so veliparib has moved from the I-SPY into a neoadjuvant setting and moving forward to looking at that and the advantages that may have.
Right now, of course, there's not an approval for using PARP inhibitors in breast cancer, but there are three agents that are approved. Are there any situations where you would like to try, based on the data that you saw there, where you would actually like to use, outside of a trial setting, one of these PARP inhibitors? And what kind of situation and which agent?
I would say I'd go, you know, where the trial with Olympia and veliparib would be. And I do think for a first-line metastatic BRCA patient, I would like to put a PARP inhibitor in that patient first. I think unless that patient is, again, one of these patients that has a very symptomatic, high tumor burden load, that I really feel that I need the response rate-driven choice and selection of agents with chemotherapy, I think, you know, trying to get a patient on the PARP and then watching those patients stay with controlled disease on an oral agent that gives them such a quality of life outside of our office would be the first and foremost choice for a patient. And then, you know, with the hope that second line, I'll be able to find a trial for that patient and continuing to insert novel approaches to their disease and always still keeping my deck of card of chemotherapy agents as well. But, you know, I try to always look at inserting and integrating novel approaches to their therapy and keeping the chemotherapy at bay as long as I can.
Which PARP inhibitor would you use? As I mentioned, there are three now approved. The one that was reported at ASCO is olaparib. Is that the one you would use in practice?
I would use olaparib.